Hello, everyone. It's a cold winter day in Beijing, and this is Louis, and sitting next to me is a married lady.
Oh, yes, a married lady.
A recent married lady. So let's give her one big married hand, two hands.
Thank you, Louis.
Yes, indeed. So, Jessica, did you say that already?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we will move on with podcast 122. And these are some phrases from the Bible. This is the King James Version of the Bible. Jessica, did you know that there are so many English phrases from the Bible?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yes, there's like hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands,
mm-hmm.
of English phrases from the King James Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are a linguistics major, so you already know this.
Yes, I heard that if we want to learn English, firstly, we might need to read Bible first.
Yes, and this King James Version is actually an English translation of the Christian Bible for the Church of England, which the translation began in 1604 and was completed in 1611. And today we're going to talk about five common everyday phrases that you guys listening probably already know. So here we go. And disregard that noise from upstairs. That's my neighbor. Let's see. The first one is escape by the skin of one's teeth.
Mm-hmm. 这个就是意思是什么说侥幸逃脱。
And this means, or the original meaning from the book of Job, that is chapter 19, verse 20, is meant to miss death by a tiny margin, because Job was fighting with Satan, but he almost died. I mean, Job almost died, but he didn't. So you can use this phrase like this. Hey, Jessica,
mm-hmm.
I passed the exam by the skin of my teeth.
Oh, lucky you.
Yes. Or I can use it in almost any way that shows narrowly escape a difficult or bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like to contribute a phrase to that, to this example here?
To this one?
Yeah.
Maybe, oh, I caught the train by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah, that's a good one. And if you missed the train, you probably wouldn't be married right now.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is called, or is, a drop in the bucket. And this is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 就是这个 a drop in the bucket 是指不值一提的或者说不是很重要的事情。
And this means something that is really not important or something insignificant. The background of this, the origin of this, is about today we call the country of Israel. Israel in history was surrounded by many enemy nations, but God told the Israelites that those enemies were a drop in the bucket, which gave hope to the people of Israel. And we can use it like this. Your low grade in English is a drop in the bucket compared to all your other high grades.
嗯哼，在你的这些其他的所有的这些高分的这些科目面前，你的英语成绩就是不值一提了，小事一桩了。Yes,
number three phrase from the King James Bible is a scapegoat. A scapegoat, this is from Leviticus chapter 16, verse 8, mm-hmm. for all you Bible scholars out there. And this means someone who is made to take the blame for someone else or for something else.
A scapegoat, 替罪羊.
So the origin of this phrase is that in ancient times, a goat was sacrificed to take the sins of all the people, while the other goat was symbolically loaded up with those sins and forced, which actually means he escaped, the goat escaped, out into the wilderness, that lucky goat.
Okay. 如果当个替罪羊真的是很难受，是吧？如果你要是 发生了一个什么事情，然后把别人把责任推到你身上的时候，这个时候你就变成了替罪羊。当然，如果你能变成那个另外的一只羊，没有被这个就是推到这个就是责任的最前端的话，那你应该感到非常的幸运。对，
very good. And you can use it similar to this example. My teacher always blames me for all the class troubles, but I'm just a scapegoat for the truth, which is that the teacher is really not very good.
Oh, I just want to say, 要是遇到这样一个老师的话，那真的是一个 disaster 了。
Yeah, the teacher's a disaster.
Well...
Something like that. But he blames me, so I'm the scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our number four phrase is called the ends of the earth. Now, all you romantic people out there, listen to this. Oh, by the way, this is from Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 17. And, oh, sorry.
Sure. The ends of the earth, 其实就是, sorry, the ends of the earth, 其实直译过来就是那个叫世界的尽头, 我们一会儿听听Louis的这个例子可能会有比较直观的认识。
So the origin of this is that in ancient times, again, people thought that the earth was flat. Actually, some of them do today also. Despite the fact that we have tons of evidence to show it is not. However, this is in ancient times. People thought the earth was flat, so the ends of the earth was the furthest point of the earth to show that God was everywhere and could be everywhere at the same time. And I can use it like this. Oh, actually...
You.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Please.
I will go to the ends of the earth to find my true love.
走遍天涯海角，我也要找到我的真爱。
And I can say, I'll kind of whisper this, Jessica went to the ends of the earth to find her true love. She was successful.
Oh, I heard that. Lucky me, right?
Yes. Lucky him, too.
Yeah.
All right, now the last one here is a phrase that everybody knows about and is passed on by social media, and it's called, Oh My God. The O actually is not O-H, but it's the letter O. So, however, but social media uses the letters O-M-G to mean Oh My God.
如果你要是觉得特别的惊讶，或者是特别的兴奋的时候，都可以用 "Oh my God," 就是这个哦天哪。So
today, it's used to show surprise or extreme excitement about something, and of course, as I just said, it's abbreviated as OMG. For example, OMG, I passed the exam, or OMG, I failed the exam.
都没想到。
Yes, so it's quite a popular phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And but the question is for our podcast, since our podcast deals with the origin of words and phrases, where did it come from? Well, the actual origin is a little hard to pin down, as many phrases are. But this one, according to my research, is that it's actually a Catholic prayer, and it begins with, "Oh my God," and not OMG, the actual words, "Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee," talking to God. And moving up a few centuries, it supposedly was used in writing, OMG, in 1917 between Winston Churchill and Lord Fisher, who at that time was a Navy commander during World War I. And Lord Fisher wrote a letter to Winston Churchill, and that seems to be the first example of "Oh my God." But in that letter, "Oh my God," it's spelled O-H, my God, not the letter O. So, but anyway, that seems to be the first example.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to translate any of that?
Well, 我以前从来不知道, 我以为这个 OMG 是一个 后来的网络用语, 没想到在 1917年的时候, 这个写法 或者这种说法就已经出现了, 哈, 挺有意思的。
Okay, so those are five of probably out of 1,000 or even more English phrases from the King James Version Bible. If you have some others that you'd like us to research and talk about, send them to us and somehow we'll get it and put it online. You can send it to me directly by email, chinalewis@yahoo.com. You can also subscribe to this podcast, and that means you'll get the podcast as soon as we do another one. And, of course, you can download them to listen to them later. So, I think that will wrap up 122. And any extra things you want to tell your fans listening out there?
Well,
any advice for people getting married or want to get married?
Well, find your true love and get married.
Go to the ends of the earth to find your true love.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we'll say goodbye to everyone.
Okay.
Okay.
再见. 再见.